Describe an interesting person that you have not met in person and would like to know more about.
Are there any differences in relationships between friends and other people? There are definitely differences between friendships and relationships with other people. For example, if someone works in a big company, they likely have lots of colleagues. Some of these colleagues may become friends, and some may not. If you're friends with someone, you'll probably hang out a lot and share your life with them. When you have problems, you talk to your friends for support. But you don't have that close relationship with people who are just coworkers. Do people feel lonely in crowded cities? Loneliness is a feeling you can have anywhere. You can live in a city like Shanghai, which has around 29 million people, and still feel lonely. If you don't make new friends, you won't have a community. Or you could feel lonely because you don't like your job, or you're overwhelmed by other things. So, yes, it's very possible that people feel lonely in crowded cities. In fact, I think it's quite common. Where and how can people get to know new people? People can get to know new people anywhere. They can meet others on the bus or subway, at a new job, at university or high school, and so on. There are so many opportunities. They just have to introduce themselves and talk to a new person. They might eventually become new friends. Plus, it's super common to meet people online. I suppose that most people like getting to know new people that way. It's easier than talking in person. Can clothing tell and reveal a person's personality? Sometimes it can give hints about a person, but it's not always accurate. For instance, someone working in an office wearing a suit might seem very formal. But they could be quite sporty. After work, they might change into workout clothes and go for a run. They may actually be fairly relaxed and fun. But most people do dress to show their personality, like wearing a floral dress to show they're gentle and kind. So clothing can sometimes tell us something, but not always. Why do individuals from the same family have different personalities? I think it's because the parents have different personalities. Most couples get together because they have different but complementary personality traits. If one parent is very outgoing and the other parent is quiet, their kids might end up being different as well. Additionally, the environment around children can affect their personalities. As kids grow up, they meet different teachers and friends. Different influences can change their behaviors and personalities. How does society influence a person's personality? Well, society influences how people think and feel. This influence can come through school, work, social media, and so on. For example, in school, we're taught to aim for perfect grades, which can make some people too focused and less expressive. Without this stress, they might have turned out differently. Social media also affects us. Many people feel insecure because they compare themselves to what they see online. This can make people worry too much about their appearance. So society's pressures can really change who we are. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。